Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential components of business intelligence, BI, including data collection methods, analysis techniques, and visualization tools. We will also delve into the BI process and clarify the differences between BI and business analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the main components of BI and understand how they interconnect to support effective decision-making in finance. Main content overview of data collection methods, analysis techniques, and visualization. Data collection is the first step in the BI process. It involves gathering relevant information from various sources, which can include internal databases, customer feedback, social media, financial statements, and market research. In the finance sector, data collection methods such as surveys, transaction logs, and automated data feeds are commonly used to ensure accuracy and timeliness. Once data is collected, analysis techniques come into play. These techniques help in transforming raw data into meaningful insights. Common analytical methods include descriptive analytics. This technique summarizes historical data to identify trends and patterns. For example, a finance developer might analyze past sales data to determine seasonal buying behaviors. Predictive analytics. This method uses statistical algorithms and machine learning techniques to forecast future outcomes based on historical data. For instance, a fintech company may use predictive analytics to project customer loan defaults based on their credit history. Prescriptive analytics. This approach suggests actions to achieve desired outcomes based on data analysis. For example, it could recommend optimal investment strategies based on market conditions. Visualization is crucial in BI as it allows stakeholders to easily interpret complex data. Tools like dashboards and charts can present key performance indicators, KPIs, clearly and concisely. For example, a finance dashboard might display metrics like revenue growth, profit margins, and customer acquisition costs in graphical formats, making it easier for decision makers to grasp the information quickly. Understanding the BI process. The BI process is a structured approach to transforming data into actionable insights. It typically consists of several key steps. Data sourcing. This step involves identifying and collecting data from various sources. In finance, this could mean gathering data from accounting systems, CRM software, or external market data. Data integration. After sourcing, the next step is to combine different data sets into a coherent structure. Data warehousing tools are often used to store integrated data, making it accessible for analysis. Data analysis. This is where the analytical techniques discussed earlier come into play. Analysts use various tools to explore data and extract meaningful insights. Reporting and visualization. After analysis, results are compiled into reports or dashboards. These visual representations help stakeholders understand findings at a glance. Decision making. Finally, insights gained from the BI process inform decisions across the organization. In a finance context, this might involve strategic planning, budgeting, or risk management. By understanding and effectively executing each step of the BI process, finance professionals can enhance their decision-making capabilities and drive better business outcomes. Differences between BI and business analytics. While business intelligence and business analytics are often used interchangeably, they have distinct differences. Business intelligence, BI, primarily focuses on descriptive analytics. It provides insights into what has happened in the past and helps businesses understand historical trends. For example, BI tools can help a finance team view past performance metrics and generate periodic reports. Business analytics, BA, on the other hand, extends beyond historical data analysis. It encompasses predictive and prescriptive analytics, providing insights into what is likely to happen in the future and recommending actions based on these predictions. For instance, BA can help a fintech company forecast customer behavior and suggest marketing strategies to enhance customer engagement. In summary, While BI is essential for understanding past performance, business analytics empowers organizations to look ahead and make data-driven decisions for the future. Conclusion: in this lesson, we have explored the key components of business intelligence, including data collection methods, analysis techniques, and visualization tools. We also discussed the BI process and highlighted the distinctions between BI and business analytics. By understanding these components and how they interconnect, you can better leverage BI to enhance decision-making in the finance sector. As we move forward in this course, keep these concepts in mind, as they will serve as the foundation for more advanced BI strategies. Reflection questions: how can effective data collection methods influence the quality of insights derived in a finance context? In what ways can predictive analytics improve decision-making for finance developers at test company? Reflect on the differences between BI and BA. How might understanding these differences impact your approach to data analysis?